This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Really just a blessing from God, and couldn't be any happier just to be back here in Buffalo. I mean, it's been a special place ever since they picked me in 2021. Just the trust that he's put in me, and also just trust me with this second contract and rewarding me with this. I mean, it just means the world to me, and I'm just ready to go out there and just keep on putting it all on the line for my teammates and just try to win as many games as possible and be the best player I could be and get to that next level. Just because my heart's been here, you know what I'm saying, since 2021, and I didn't really want to go anywhere else. So, I mean, we have a lot of great guys on our team, our defense, our D-line. We're real tight. I'm just excited to get back to dudes like Ed, DQ, AJ. I mean, it's a blessing to be around guys like that. It's not like that everywhere. So I was just ready to get back. Started before the season, and then played the year, and then we started talking after the season, and then here we are. So it happened pretty quick. April, yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's true. You know, I feel like with every single year, I feel like I've gotten better, and the game slowed down just a little bit. So. I'm just gonna keep on trying to get better, day in, day out, year in and year out, and see how far I can take it. But I'm excited for the future, and I know I'm not where I want to be yet, but I'm excited just to try to reach that pinnacle and that mountaintop of what I could become as a player in the future. Yeah. Yeah. A lot. I feel like. Year after year, we've had our times where we really did what we had to do and came prepared and played really good ball. And it's all about consistency, because the one time you don't do it, then it's like it's a problem. So, I mean, just being able to go out there week in and week out, whether it's regular season or playoffs, and then compete at a high level, that's what it's all about. And just putting together the right performances at the right times, like later in the season and stuff, that's what's important. Mm-hmm.
Being a big part of that, how does that sit with you, and do you see any truth in that?
Yeah, it doesn't sit well with me. It doesn't sit well with any of us. Like, we know what we got to do. We know we got to be better. You know, I know I got to be better. So, you know, I'm excited to put my best foot forward out there when it matters the most, because that's what's important. And, you know, we're trying to get to the Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl. So, I mean, like you said, that's what's important. And there's nobody hiding from that. We're all aware of that. But at the same time, the past is the past. Just like every year, we kind of put it behind us, and like, I know I gotta be better, and that's just it, flat out, period.
Do you see yourself taking more of a leadership role? I know you're still young, but like, mm-hmm. You know, now with
this
extension and everything, like, is that something that would be important to you, of just continuing to grow in that sense?
Absolutely, yeah. Like, 5 years in now, coming up on this next season, so definitely gonna try to step up more vocally and just, you know, I was already leading a little bit, but, you know, just lead more. You could always lead a little bit more, especially as a younger player. So, you know, I'm excited for that, and I'm going to embrace it head on.
What does it mean around the league and in the locker room to see these young guys get these seconds?
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's really cool. You know, like here, you see Shakir and TB just signed. I mean, those are dudes that have been here for the past couple of years and really have helped us win games, and I feel like I'm part of that. So, I mean, it's exciting, excited for the future, and, yeah, we're just going to keep on building.
You mentioned the player that you want to send to. Where do you feel like you have to take a job?
What do you mean?
Like you said you want to get to a certain level. Where do you feel like you need to take a job?
I feel like football or, like, the NFL or kind of anything you're doing, it's kind of like even your jobs right now, it's like a bus pass. It's like you've got to tap. You got to tap it to get on the bus every single time. So you got to keep on resetting. And it's not like, oh, I'm already good at this, I'm already good at that. Because you could be good at this or good at that on Monday, but then on Tuesday you're not. So, I mean, for me, it's I'm trying to get better in every way possible. I'm trying to make the people around me better. I'm trying to understand the scheme better and when I could make certain moves. And that itself can maximize my potential in certain ways and people around me. So, I mean, I feel like whether it's run defense, pass rush, all of it's important, but I mean, just you can grow in every single way, every single season.
Greg, what does the organization mean to you personally?
A lot, you know. I feel like Bean, Coach McDermott, the whole entire staff, Coach West. I mean, they trust me a lot. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, and I got to make sure I proved them right. You know, I owe them that, I owe myself that, I owe the franchise that, and yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a huge motivation, you know what I'm saying? Got to prove myself right, got to prove them right, and I'm ready for that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.